The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
If you run a water park, July weather is good for business.
Summer is here. Catch the wave to Great Waves Water Park in Alexandria. Float the day away in our massive wave pool.
But this particular park is also making waves of a different kind, as we hear from Katie Johnston Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project.
The Alexandria City Council is considering extending the Great Waves Water Park's lease with the Northern Virginia Regional Parks Authority through 2036. But not everyone is in favor of this plan. Patricia Sullivan wrote an article in the Washington Post about the situation. The 26-acre park came to Alexandria in 1981 when the city signed a 40-year lease. In addition to a big wave pool and 5 water slides, the property at Cameron Run Regional Park also includes batting cages and mini golf.
Katie, the major criticism of the deal is that it would not generate very much income for the city. The Parks Authority, in response, wanted to add an extra incentive.
The Parks Authority tried to sweeten its proposal for a lease extension by offering to preserve and open to the public a private home in Old Town Alexandria that was built in 1772 and occupied for 184 years by descendants of the same family. However, the proposed purchase is now off the table.
The people trying to stop this extension, Katie, are not just naysayers. They believe they have a better idea.
Some believe the city council should convert the park into athletic fields, which are increasingly in demand in the city. The population is really growing. Alexandria Public Schools are anticipating 5% growth each year for the next 10 years. And since 2011, the number of kids participating in the Alexandria Soccer Association League has more than doubled.
Alexandria City Council members are considering all this. They've postponed a final decision at least until the fall. Katie, our next story is about Trump, but not Donald, at least not exactly.
Trump Winery may not be officially affiliated with Donald Trump, but according to an article by Jim Nolan in the Richmond Times-Dispatch, the Charlottesville wine business has seen a lot of growth as a result of his candidacy.
As you mentioned, Donald Trump does not own this winery now, but it did pass through his hands.
Trump bought the winery at auction in 2011 as part of a purchase of the Kluge Estate, and it's now owned by his son Eric's wine manufacturing company.
And by all accounts, the younger Trump has done very well in the wine business. Even some prominent Democrats have noticed.
And even Governor Terry McAuliffe, who's an ardent supporter and friend of Hillary Clinton, is a fan of the wine. He's made it clear that state officials are to treat Trump Winery no differently than any other winery. He even served one of the wines at a dinner in London during his recent marketing trip to Europe. For him, as Virginia's governor, it's business first and politics second. Even though he may not actually want to see Trump in the White House, he doesn't mind him being a successful businessman in Virginia.
It's worth noting that 2 of Eric Trump's wines have taken gold medals at the San Francisco International Wine Competition. Katie Johnston Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.